You're on White Noise here on Joy 94.9. And Kez, we've been doing a lot of interviews for the Soundwave Festival, but I'm really, really excited about who we'll be speaking to today because this is the first of our Big Day Out Festival interviews.
Oh, that's so exciting.
And more exciting is that it's actually an Australian band. And listeners know how much we love our Australian bands.
That we do.
We have the absolute privilege to be speaking with Matthew Wright, frontman of the Aussie band The Getaway Plan. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Now, The Getaway Plan, it's a pretty bitchin' name. Where does it come from and why did you guys choose it to represent your band?
I actually don't have a cool backstory to our name yet. I should probably come up with one. It's been 7 years. It was honestly just a phonetic thing for us and just piecing words together and finding out what worked best for us. There was no direct inspiration or anything, so...
So no movies, no dreams, no cool songs, nothing like that?
No, I'll work on something for next interview. How about that?
All right, we'll get back to you then.
Awesome.
For those who are unfamiliar with The Getaway Plan, how would you define yourselves and your music?
It's really hard to say. It's really hard to define your own music, but I would probably put us, the closest genre that I could put us into is rock. But I don't know. It's got a lot more heart than a lot of music, I feel. Now it does anyway, but kind of hard to define your own band. It's the hardest question you can get, I think.
So your latest album, Requiem, is out this November. How does this record differ from your previous releases?
Well, since our last record that we released in 2008, we have just matured so much as individuals and as people and as musicians as well. So that shows on this record, I find. It's way more mature. It's way more real this time around because we weren't going for the same polished sound that we were last time. We were sort of letting mistakes happen and kind of finding that magic would come out of that. And we were going for more energy rather than perfect takes and stuff. So I think that shows.
So, Matt, would you say that your latest album is more representative of your sound?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely more Getaway Plan than any record that we've ever released before.
Sounds good. Now, the band had been on hiatus for quite some time until, much to the surprise and the relief of your fans, you decided to reform. What made you guys decide to give The Getaway Plan another shot?
We just started hanging out again and realised that we were ready now because when we broke up, the reason for that was because we were so young and we weren't ready to take on the hectic lifestyle that was about to come our way. But the only way that we could move on was by telling ourselves that the band was completely dead. So we did that and completely believed that we were never going to get back together. And then we started hanging out again and realized that there was something really special that we'd lost between us and that it wasn't worth us being apart anymore for any reason. So
do you think the band will stay together permanently now?
Absolutely.
So, Matt, what has been your best or worst moment in the band so far?
I would say the worst moment was when we broke up and the best was when we reformed, to be boring and predictable. Yeah.
That's all right. Have you got any embarrassing moments that you'd like to share with us? Something on the road that maybe fans don't know about yet?
I would say just between you guys and I, the most embarrassing thing would be when we somehow were approved to be on a Barbie compilation.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, that was an interesting one. We had some arguments with our record label that day, that's for sure.
How exactly did that come about? Did they contact you? Did one of you guys pick up your Barbie doll and say, you know what would be good, us and them? I mean, how did that happen?
I received a CD in the mail and saw our track on the back of it. That was the first that I'd heard of it when it was released. So
you didn't even know that you were going to be part of a Barbie compilation?
No, we didn't. That was great.
And just to confirm, this isn't Barbie as in the Aussie slang, you know, best Barbie hits. This is actually best Barbie as in the little plastic chick, right?
We're talking about Barbie dolls, yeah.
Oh dude, no, way uncool. You have to fix that.
Yeah, not good really, huh?
What can we expect from The Getaway in the years to come?
Lots of touring and lots more music. That's kind of what we want to do. We haven't stopped writing since we've been back together, so we're probably going to put out a record every 2 years.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
How much of the new material will you be performing in your upcoming gigs?
The majority of it. There's a couple of songs that we need to tweak for live better because they're not really quite there yet, but I think we're playing like 9 out of 11 songs off our new record. So.
Now, talking about playing the new songs off your new record, you'll be performing at the Hi-Fi here in Melbourne on December 1st. How excited are you to be performing to a home crowd?
Always extremely excited. It's always the most rewarding show of the tour, coming home and seeing faces that you've been seeing for the last 7 years. It's incredible.
Now, after that, next year, The Getaway Plan will be back in Melbourne in January as part of the Big Day Out Festival. With such a huge lineup, what will you guys do to make sure that people go home remembering The Getaway Plan?
We're working on a pretty special live show at the moment with some extra musicians and stuff on stage to make the sound a lot bigger, and we've got some really cool production ideas. I don't want to give away too much, but people should definitely come and check us out.
Is there anything you can give away at all? Something small?
Well, we're looking at possibly getting some gospel singers to join us on stage, so that would be really awesome if we can pull that off.
That would be pretty awesome. And you know what? We can't wait to see The Getaway Plan at the Big Day Out. We're going to get Requiem as soon as we can get our hands on it. Matt, thank you so much for being on the show.
No problem. Thank you.